Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Hey, Piot.
Hey, Dr. Phil.
Hey, bud. Wait, let me switch over. Let me switch over to my, here, talk for me.
Testing 1, 2, testing 1, 2, 3. Hey, dude. What's going on?
Oh, shit.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, shit.
She looks like my dad.
You know, the Oscars is a very fascinating time. A time for deep reflection on all the work that other actors have done through the years.
Yes, we love the actors and their particularities and playing the piano and all those wonderful things. Yes, but you know, there's a lot of trouble with the country. I wouldn't have handled Ukraine or however you want to say it, the way.
I think it's Ukraine. Yeah,
Ukraine. This is really bizarre, very strange. Bad news bears, that's what they call it.
You look good. You got a beard now, Donnie.
I do, and I noticed that you, Dr. Phil, you're also filling out up top. You got some great hair. You got some great, beautiful hair.
Well, I was tired of answering the question, does the carpet match the drapes? And, you know, I said, you know, cash me outside, catch me inside, putting some Rogaine on my head. It's one of those things, you buy Rogaine in bulk at Costco, you put it on your nuts and your taint and your wife's tits, and then you go, well, what about my head? Okay, that's the most barren spot of them all, you know, other than Barron Trump.
That's a great, great line, by the way. I totally forgot about my son. You know, he's always there. He's tall. He's very tall. Sometimes I turn around and I smack him by accident. But
yeah, where is that? Where is that goofy fuck? He's like 6'8" and kind of chubby. How do you be that tall?
Actually, we have a hyperbolic chamber. He's really only been around so that I can pluck his hair. You know, there's a reason I have this beautiful hair. There's a reason for that. Barron is now barren, as you mentioned before.
Oh, he can't have
hair is luscious forever.
Wait, when you say barren is barren, does that mean he can't have children?
No, he's bald. He's a bald child. He's running around. He's not even 18. Maybe he's 18. I don't know. I don't keep track.
Well, Donald, aren't most children bald?
If they come out of my lady's vajayjay, never. They're never bald. They have the most luscious hair you've ever seen. Very furry. A lot of people get them confused for werewolves, but it's okay. We always try and push to have the birthing process, not during the full moon, so that way they can't say, you know, there's a correlation. There's never a correlation. They come out very furry, very hairy.
Where do you even come up with the name Barron? Because, you know, I'm always a fan of names that aren't normal names, you know, like...
I'm a big fan of Snoopy. Snoopy, huge fan of
huge.
Peanuts. I love honey roasted peanuts. But anyway, Snoopy, great guy. He, you know, he's against the Barron, that guy who runs around in his little doghouse flying around. And I said, that dog's funny, and he's chasing around Barron. Did I have a kid? What are we going to call him? Who gives a shit? Barron, great name, great name.
Yeah, it's a great name. It's also a great name So have you been watching what's your favorite show right now? I know there's a lot of great shows on TV, and you were someone who, while you were in office, DT, you were not shy about your television the way that you would consume TV versus doing anything for the country, which, you know, TMI, but also, also fuck it, right? Like, you know, it's not your fault. Great TV. We're in the golden age of television. So if you want me to help the country, stop putting out great shows.
Well, listen, I only have Pluto TV on my Apple TV Plus, and I can watch OAN, OAN, the OAN network, OAN, OAN. I still, it's a really bad name, but it's a great channel.
What the fuck is that?
It's the One American Network, or Our American Network, or Oh America News, something like that. And they have really great content because they always bash the shit out of Biden. I love saying things like that. He's bashing the shit out of him. They wouldn't let me say it as president, but now, you know, I'm out of office, but I didn't lose the election.
Well,
but
I, you know, I mean, look, there were a lot of things that you couldn't say, but you said them anyway, you know, and you kind of, you know, if permission to speak freely, you kind of opened the floodgates, you know, which I know in, you know, to Trump means something different, you know, floodgates to you just usually means someone that can squirt, you know, but I know that you're a big fan of people that just say what they think, right? Just think it and say it. Don't filter it out.
I believe you should speak the truth. You're only speaking the truth. And to get to the truth, you say the same thing 400 times in a row until it really sinks in with people.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah,
is that your secret?
You just kind of loop it around. You keep saying the same bullshit over and over again until people say, it must be true. He said it 400 times.
Yeah, I noticed how you said that. Like, I noticed how you were talking about Ben and Jerry's ice cream once, and you said something about you said what you doing with your mouth there? You're trying to turn me on? Oh God, I take that back. What are you posing for, some child's headshot or some, you auditioning to be in a maze at Halloween
Horror
Nights?
I had no idea we were on camera.
Oh yeah, I figure that's why you dressed up. What is that, a shirt from the set of Where the Wild Things Are?
This is a cartoon show. You know, Baron is also the same size as me, so I'm wearing a lot of his clothing these days. And his jock straps, very tight, very tight. He's got small balls.
The fuck does he wear a jock strap for?
Well, he's got to keep them together. We don't want to lose them, you know. We don't know what he's going to do down there. So we want to make sure that they're, you know, they're well stocked. They're still there in case I need to repopulate the planet.
What would you need his balls for to repopulate the planet?
As a punching bag to get out all my frustration from trying to make Melania pregnant again.
Oh yeah, is that going to be a new hat? Make America Great Again. Make Melania Pregnant Again. MAPA, or no, MAPA, no, wait, yeah. Wait, MM.
Make Melania
MAPA.
Make Melania
Pregnant Again.
There's no A.
It's MPA.
Oompa, oompa, loompa. We're going to have the Oompa Loompa as the theme song for all of my future presidential, you know, gatherings. Oompa, loompa, doopity-doo. I look like an Oompa Loompa, don't you? I mean, look, I already look like an Oompa Loompa. There's really no problem. Pass out lots of candy. People love candy.
People do love candy. And you're someone who doesn't shy away from pleasing the people and giving them what they want. I'm surprised. I mean, YMCA, who knew that was going to be the most popular?
YMCA, that's a great question. YMCA, why should we do it? Who gives a shit? No one cares about MCA, not me. YMCA.
Yeah, I don't think it's a question. I think it's just the name of the place where kids can go play like pickup racquetball and, you know, eat snacks without their mom's boyfriend yelling at them.
I have no idea what you're talking about. This must be poor people talk. I don't understand this.
Are you afraid of Omicron?
Omicron, he's a great transformer. I'm not afraid of him. You know, I love the cartoon. He did a lot of great, you know, isn't he transformed into a big jet gun, big penis thing?
Yeah, he was
Omicron.
In
Omicron. Here comes Omicron.
Big penis. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what I would be if I were a transformer. I would definitely transform into some sort of flying penis apparatus because, you know, people, first of all, if you're in the sky and you're trying to shoot down an enemy aircraft, if you see that aircraft's in the shape of a wiener and nuts, you're probably going to be distracted or turned on or both and want to fly the opposite direction, you know. And if I'm a bird, you know, I ain't trying to get hit by a penis in the sky.
Nobody wants to get hit by a flying penis. Very bad, very terrible. That's why
I know a few people.
Relations with Putin. I said, hold on a second, let me finish. I said, Putin, we don't want any of your flying penis missiles. And he said, okay, no problem. Now you got Biden Look out. I'm just telling you, you're going to look up in the sky tomorrow, and you're going to be in your beautiful Malibu mansion, and you're going to look up and you're going to say, this penis is coming at me. There's penises, Russian penises, and they're very small, but they're very powerful. So, you know, it's not my fault. It's Biden. Biden's inviting all the penis missiles, so look out.
Yeah, he is. Biden, I mean, that's one thing that I do think that he's living up to what he said he was going to do, which was, you know, start a war, okay, come out with missiles shaped like genitalia, and stay awake for at least 30% of his briefings, you know?
Is he even awake? I don't. You know, I highly doubt that. That might need some fact checking, alternate fact checking, because it's a, you know, I highly doubt that.
I don't watch a lot of TV, Donald, except for my own show in the reruns, and then I watch, you know, Game Show Network. You know, I'm a big Family Feud guy. I'm a big Lingo guy. Chuck Woolery to me is underrated and understated, but understood. We'll be right back. We'll keep it here. I think Chuck Woolery is one of those guys that you want your daughter to date, but you don't want your wife to smell. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense. You know, Joe Biden, by the way, speaking of smelling, this guy loves smelling people. I don't know what it is. It's probably because he's falling asleep. And, you know, people's natural aromas are like smelling salts. He comes up behind people and boom, he's awake again. You know, there's a correlation there. I'm not saying that you should look into it, but you should definitely look into it.
What's have you ever smelled someone's head?
I've never smelled anyone's head. I can't smell too well. I don't know if you've noticed I'm sniffling. It's mostly because parts of my brain, which is so huge, are falling out of my head. You know, because I've got all this information, all these facts that American people have to know. And the only way to keep them in there is to keep sniffing in there. So I've sacrificed my beautiful brain, all this memory that I'm storing up there, and I can't smell anything anymore. And people say, oh, you probably had coronavirus. I said, I did, but it has nothing to do with it.
Do you, what are your hobbies, Don? Do you like to...
McDonald's. Like, it's great. I love going to McDonald's.
That's a hobby? Jesus Christ, man.
Of course. Have you ever gone to McDonald's during coronavirus? Very. It's like going through Jumanji. Very much like Jumanji. You got to go through the jungle gym. You got to push people to the side. You got to murder people. It's crazy. Just for a fish fillet.
Well, I mean...
Filet-O-fish. I don't know what they call it. What do they call that? Just say, give me the tasty thing now.
Well, I mean, I would venture to assume that you walk into any McDonald's and they're probably laying out the red carpet, the Four Seasons treatment, right? Where they're
well,
probably just
gunned down everybody. Sorry, I've overclipped. I think Joe Biden just sent one of his little penis rockets to very tiny up my throat.
It's like the movie Inner Space. Martin Short's on a tiny penis rocket inside your...
Absolutely. Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
Well, you said... Fucking penis rockets. They're coming. They're coming. They're already... penis rockets. Okay. Breathe in, breathe out. What did my therapist say? Said nothing, because I don't have a therapist. No, oh. You said, throw out the red carpet. Well,
every time you almost choke, I get more turned on. Is that weird?
No, that's why I married Melania. She would choke every time she'd see me, and I assumed she was turned on. That was the impetus. No, you said throw out the red carpet. And
now, real quick. Well,
the carpet's white. And after it's...
Well, I want to know about you saying Melania choking, but I feel like she's someone who's a little kinky and a little... And that when you guys are in the bed, let's say it's midday, right? 2-3 in the afternoon. You've just come back from a nice stroll around the Capitol, you know, and you've pointed out, you know, to your supporters all the proper windows to climb through. And you and Melania are getting nuzzled into bed, maybe a hot tub or some sort of steam room. And you say, hey, baby, choke me. What does she say?
She usually says, ¿qué? And I say, you don't speak Spanish. What's with the ¿qué? And she, you know, she plays this foreigner trick on me. Well, she doesn't speak English all of a sudden. Que hora es?
Well, that's fucked up.
I'm like, que hora es? Doesn't that mean what time is it? And I'm like, listen, I told you to choke the chicken. And she goes off to the kitchen. And she starts going in there, and she starts digging through. She's like, ¿Dónde es caballeros? I'm like, where are the cowboys? She doesn't even speak proper Spanish. And it's really, really, you know, it's sad because I think she got knocked in the head too many times from, you know, Baron coming out of her.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say
she did an upside-down birth. You know, it was one of those where they put her upside down, and they kind of just jiggle her till she falls down, and they keep the baby in place the whole time because the baby's like an Academy Award. You don't want that hitting the floor. So they turn her upside down, and they kind of jiggle, jiggle, jiggle. Baron's up here. She's on the floor. I think she hit her head a couple too many times. Choke the chicken, and she's like, que.
You're telling me that your wife gave birth to your son by turning her upside down and shaking a baby out of her vagina.
That's right.
We'll be right back. Right. We're going to keep her right here. Donald, I do want to know, do you have any favorite, if you could be any food, what would you want to be?
Any food
in the world.
I'd probably be. I'd be an asparagus.
Oh, that's a great answer. And can I ask why?
You can grill it. You can chew it. It makes your pee smell. Sometimes. You know, some people say they don't. I don't know. It's very phallic. I like that.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of the way pee smells. And I'm always up for any other flavor, fragrance, scent, you know. Just regular pee, you know, they say that your pee is more drinkable than actual mineral water, and that's been said by 4 out of 5.
You're the doctor, dentists. So I trust you. You're a smart doctor. People should listen to you.
Well,
smart doctor with the holy Ninja Turtles behind you.
I've got it, and that's how you know how smart I am, is because I appreciate the classics. If I had a doctor certificate back there, you'd be like, "Oh, where'd you buy that from?"
Are those Ninja Turtles in? Is that Hobbit Land? Are they in front of a Hobbit house? What's going
on?
No,
that's
them
in the one of the most pivotal moments of the first film, in which they went out to the farm once they were they saved Raphael from the Foot Clan. And,
such a great documentary. I love it.
It's a film. It wasn't based in reality. It's a fictional story, but who knows? Could be real.
Never forget their sacrifice.
Well, they saved Raphael. They went out to the farm and they met Casey Jones, who was fucking April O'Neil. And then all of a sudden she's drawn Raph in a bathtub, and Casey Jones is giving her a butt massage, and then the turtles come out and they're standing in the fucking front yard garden, and they're like, it's time to go save Splinter. We'll be right back. So
cowabunga.
So
is that where the term came from? There's a bunch of cows and he was bunging the cowabunga. I don't know.
Boy, it's a good,
very, very poised on a history. All about the future.
Oh, well,
I have a lot of psychic friends,
And that segues into my next question, Mr. President. If you could go back in time or forward in any time, a lot of people want to know, what part of history would you go back to? I'm looking to find where you'd like to get to that we haven't gone to yet.
Well, I think we're going to go back to the good old days, 1980s. That's when everything was great, before everybody figured it all out that, you know. Some of my apartments weren't that great and all that. And I appeared in Home Alone. You remember Home Alone?
Yeah, you were...
At the tail end.
Yeah, I forget you were in that. That's one of those films.
Was I in Little Rascals? I can't even remember. I was in a Little Rascals reboot where they had the little rich kid.
Oh, fuck. That's right. You were... Yeah, those kids. Yeah, you were... Yeah, you were like... You were
a lot of cameos. A lot of cameos. Those were the days.
Are you on Cameo, the site?
I think we lost connection.
Cameo, the site? Hello?
Melania, get in here.
Cameo, the site?
There's an old man yelling at me.
Cameo.
Oh, sorry. That's sort of my trance word. As soon as you say that word, don't say it again. It throws me into a trance.
Are you on Cameo? Are you on Cameo?
I really love Fruit Loops, too. It's a great question. I usually put a little bit of applesauce on top of my cereal and Fruit Loops. That way I get a lot more nutrition because it's all sugar. Otherwise, you know, I don't want to be hopped up.
Now, Donald, Next question. Before I let you go, I want to know that there's a lot going on in the news, and I'd like to actually pull up a few top news stories that have been going on recently that I think are getting brushed under the rug and fussed under the tug, and I don't think there's enough hoopla surrounding some of these nosy, newsworthy stories.
Nose goblins
that are, is that what we used to call boogers? What did you used to call boogers?
That's what we still call boogers. What are you talking about?
I knew a kid named Brian Hildebrand. He used to eat his boogers on the bus, and we used to all make fun of him. And then his name was Brian Hildebrand, and then he grew up and became a doctor. So we were all like, well, fuck, what do we fucking know? This kid was eating brain juice.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. My brains are falling out of my head all the time. Sometimes I can't sniff them back in, so I'll chew them back in. That's
Sure.
Very good technique.
So I'm gonna read you a couple headlines, Donald. And you tell me if this is a fake or a real story, and then also tell me what's that?
Fake.
Well, you got to let me read the story first, Donald.
Then it's true.
So look, this is a headline. A Michigan woman turned 100 years old and got another tattoo on her body.
She's a tortoise. It's fake news. She's a turtle. Nobody ages that long. She's a turtle. Just like your friends behind you. She's a tortoise.
You don't think you can live to 100, huh?
She's a turtle. She's a lizard person from the planet Crypto X.
Yeah.
That's where all the cryptocurrency is coming from, by the way. I watch ONN Network, the one American news channel or whatever the fuck it's called.
That is correct. There's a man accused, Mr. President, of lifting a $25,000 dinosaur claw at a Tucson gem show. Is that true or false?
It's true. It's probably James Cameron. He's a rich asshole who loves to get dinosaurs and put them up on his wall.
You're telling me you wouldn't buy a dinosaur if you were in a bidding war?
I didn't need to buy a dinosaur.
What?
Penis rockets coming back here.
All right, Donald, last story. I want to know if you think it's true or false. An Australian lottery winner, their ticket, they bought it. They won the lottery 2 minutes before the cutoff time. Is that true or false?
2 minutes before the cutoff time? That sounds like the perfect time to buy a ticket, because if you think about it,
well, no, that's what they did. They bought it 2 minutes before the cutoff, but they ended up winning.
Well, that's how you win, because there's the guy, he's pulling up the numbers just before he announces them, and you just take a look and you win. Very smart.
So you're saying cheat at the lottery if you can.
No, this is a smart person. Very smart. There's no cheating. Cheating is when you get caught. This guy didn't get caught.
Have you ever played the lottery or rolled the dice?
Peter Strzokas, I play the lottery every day.
Are you more of a Keno guy or a blackjack, deuces wild, Baccarat, Uno, Go Fish
is the way I go, you know? I play a lot of Go Fish, and I play it with goldfish. You know those little crackers? Instead of real money, I just play Go Fish with goldfish.
Oh, that's my favorite bedtime snack after I go down to my wife, is a little tiny little goldfish.
And people are saying, you're a gambling man. You're gambling all the time. You're gambling with our country. You're gambling with your skin. But no, not really. I think it's just a way of life, you know? You got to have risk. You got to go fish, you know? You got a couple of those. Go fish! You know, I love that thrill. It's a great thrill, beating the shit out of five-year-olds.
Well, that sounds like a great time for me to transition into our last question, away from child abuse and into who you might be running with in 2024. I know there's been a lot of speculation about who's going to accompany
President Trump. I'm going to be running with Peloton. They're a great treadmill. I really love them. They're fantastic. And I will also bike with Peloton. I'll be running and biking with Peloton, And, you know, their stock is crashing right now, and it's very sad, very terrible. But, you know, they're going to get so low that I'm going to buy them up.
Yeah, a lot of people thought.
Trump Truth Tricycle, TTT.
Oh, that's not a bad invention. A lot of the people thought Mike.
TTTs? If you like TTTs, you'll love Trump's Truth Tricycle.
A lot of people thought Mike Lindell would be a running mate, a potential sidekick in your sidecar because of his ties to you and what he's done for you politically, and he's campaigned for free, giving you a little boost in the caboose out on the campaign
trail.
Here's the
problem. Here's the problem, Dr. Phil. And I really, you know, I like Mike. He's a great guy. But I don't use a pillow when I sleep. I use a block.
What
very Japanese. If you look, you can look it up. This is true. I went to Japan to one of the many whorehouses, and they sleep on blocks of wood on their neck. I don't know why. I don't know what it is. But I slept on one of these blocks, and I said, that's it. That's it for me, because it doesn't damage my hair. Just right there in the back of my neck, boom, wow. And plus, I only get 1 or 2 hours of sleep every night. I don't need much. I'm very energized. You know, I go to Mickey D's, and I get my Filet-O-Fish, and it has so much caffeine. I don't know what they do this.
It's all the chemicals. It's not real fish.
Cocaine front for some what reason they disappeared, but the Filet-O-Fish always gives me energy.
Yeah, because it's not real meat, man. It's fake chemical. It's juiced up. They shoot it up with like.
That's
with
the way it should be. You want to eat real fish? That's disgusting. Think about it.
It's terrible. Better for no. It's better for you.
To eat real meat, that's gross. I like plastic. That's so much better. Man-made, American-made plastic burgers.
No.
That's the way to go.
No. Human nature-made, American-made meat from the animal.
See, you're stumbling your words because you probably eat real meat. That's a side effect of eating meat.
Hey, fuck you, man. I like real food off a real bone, okay? That's how I've always done it. That's how I was raised.
I've never eat a man's real bone that's... Are you coming out of the closet?
That's not what I'm saying, man. I'm saying I would rather
eat. Psychoanalyzing you? No, this
I would rather eat real. That's not what I said.
Freudian slips over here.
That's not what I said. I'd rather eat real.
I'd be really surprised if this clip doesn't air for some reason.
I'd rather eat.
Any of this are going to come in here.
I'd rather eat.
Snip it out. Dr. Phil is really filling.
There's no snipping. There's no clipping.
Back door, we all know it.
I'd rather eat real beef off a real male bull or horse.
Now I know those Ninja Turtles are totally naked. Those are erotica photographs
behind
you.
This was painted by my son's friend, who's
probably into erotica, and I can tell he went and studied in Italy, the Fritzi place.
How dare you? He's got...
All the statues are naked. Naked male statues. Any of the naked female statues have their heads cut off. Why? Why? Why is that? Because we only care about the titties. But when you put a man, we got to see the whole... Kit and caboodle, is that what they say? They've got the statue of David. He's got a little grape sack there waiting for you. Little grape nuts. Your bowl of cereal. Good morning, breakfast time. Grape nuts from David's little basket of pleasure. That's what you're waiting for.
Well, my guest has been Donald Trump. We're going to take a quick commercial break. More catching up with Phil. Fill it up is where you're at, and we'll be right back with more in just a minute. Thanks a lot, Donald.
Ciao.
Fuck you.
What the fuck is... I've never done this face swap thing. I am laughing so hard because I'm trying to look at you, and
yeah,
as soon as I see myself, I...
How fun is it, dude? Dude, this is great.
Kyle Dunnigan, I'd see him do it. I'm like, what the fuck is he doing?
He does it great, and I saw some people doing it even before him, and Jeff Richards now. Have you seen Jeff Richards? Does an amazing.
Yeah, Jeff does that.
He does. I mean, his are really, I think, better than these, because these are basically pictures that people upload, and you try to find the best one.
I was trying to find how we can customize it, because some of the photos are so shitty, but also it's part of the fun.
It's part of the fun. I don't want, like, Jeff's
it's like
really good.
Shitty improv.
Jeff's are trying to really be it. I'm trying to have it be real loosey-goosey, and then it's just one guy, and that's interviewing, but this is great. I mean, and it's like... A few clips of this and then the audio. Oh my God.
Folks, here's the deal. Country's great. Got a lot of that. You're an idiot, Joe. You're a terrible idiot. Not an idiot. It's great people.
I say we do Goldblum. That looks amazing. Oh my God.
No glasses, huh?
So I'm going to go. I'll go. We'll come right back and then we'll.
Who do you want to talk to?
Jeffy Goldblum. Was that Tommy Lee Jones you had in there?
Tommy Lee?
No, who's that? Oh, that's De Niro. Oh my God.
What the fuck is your problem?
Yeah, why don't we
see who the fuck this is?
Why don't we do Goldblum and then that? That looks fucking amazing.
What the fucking Goldblum and then you got to do the De Niro? Fucking De Niro. God, I am, because I do Stern Show every morning, and I'm just so fucking knackered. So
you're doing it every morning?
Monday through Wednesday, yeah.
What the fuck? Every week?
Yeah.
How long have you been doing that? I know you were doing it, but
it's been on and off for about 2 years, but now it's been consistent since pretty much March.
Dude, good for you, man.
They want me to move to New York. They want me to go on the team and all this stuff, but...
Oh, my God, dude. Are you kidding me?
The thing is a whole... It's a whole thing, but it's basically like, they're like, we'll pay you this much money.
It's not much, huh?
Is that why? But you can't do anything else. Technically, I'm not supposed to do this podcast, but I haven't signed the contract yet. I'm supposed to sign it in a couple of weeks.
Okay. Wait, so are you going to do it?
They're angry at me because I said, I'll do the show, but only 3 days a week. They want me 40 hours a week at New York time. So I'd have to wake up every day
at
3 in the morning.
Dude. That's not worth it, man.
I would rather move to New York.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I love doing voiceover. I love doing all this. So it's great. But, it's...
And how many voice... Like, how much are you doing... Is it like three characters a... Yeah, let me take my off for a minute or two. Is it three characters a... Three characters a day or what? Good to see you.
Well, all last year it was mostly George Takei because George Takei hit it off really well and then it kind of like ignited everything where Howard's like, oh, this guy can rock live on air.
Oh yeah.
Unprompted. Let's fucking put him on. Just like we're doing now. You know.
Yeah, you're so good, dude. Do you do Trump still or for them?
No, they've changed Trump like three or four times. It doesn't matter to me. It's fine. But I do George Takei. I've done Simon Cowell, Schwarzenegger. What did I do? Today I did William Shatner just doing covers of every fucking song. So it was just like rocket man, burning up the speed of ever long. That's all I did. And we're sneaking more and more on. And it's partly because he trusts me, but it's a show. It's Howard's show. So as much as I love it, you get to a point where you're sitting down for 3 hours and you're just like, I want to, there's a lot of cooks in the kitchen. So for me to do it like full time, it's just, I don't know. Barry's pissed off at me. He's like, just drop everything and do the show. I'm like, honestly, Barry, who the fuck does anything beyond the Howard Stern show?
Yes.
If you think about it.
Dude.
Like if you're nobody. An employee of the show, who's on there that is doing something?
Dude,
guests come and go and they hit it off and they do well. But people who are... Names on the show.
No, they don't. They never leave and go do something else. Why is that? I mean, I guess John.
Probably.
I guess what's his name? John. What's his name? He went to be Jay Leno's guy for a minute. John. Not Hernandez. John. You know what I'm talking about? He was like a Jay Leno correspondent for a little bit.
No, I don't know.
Oh yeah, there was a guy who was on Stern for a little bit and got a little shit for leaving and go do some Leno stuff.
Oh, John Lieberman.
Something. No. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
He was like the news guy.
Today's episode of the About Last Night podcast is brought to you by Noom. Guess what, guys? Mental health has become a part of the conversation in everyone's lives because everyone's dealing with some bullshit. I know I am. I know COVID really fucked me up. I know coming out of COVID, I'm still trying to figure out who I am and how to become the best me and how to be there for my family and my friends and still take care of my shit. just managing daily stress and the anxiety and the thoughts that that come and go is something we all want to be on top of, but we don't know where to begin. Well, Noom Mood, N-O-O-M Mood, is here to guide you and guide your mental wellness and give you the tools you need to tackle the stress in your life so that you feel empowered to take on whatever life throws at you. With Noom Mood, you'll take your journey with mental wellness one step at a time. Their guided approach teaches you how to power shift your mindset with just a few minutes a day. You have a team of dedicated coaches that will have a support system waiting for you, helping you on your journey. Using the app is easy as shit. Backed by science, there's lessons based on psychological principles that teach you about your relationship with stress and anxiety. Robust provides you with a variety of tools and techniques to try out and discover. It also holds your hand. There's a daily curriculum that's coupled with one-on-one coaching and guides you and encourages you on your journey to mental wellness. It's accessible, it's convenient. 10 minutes a day, you can do it whenever and wherever you want. And look, one size does not fit all. You can navigate the program at your own speed. You'll have the support of a coach along the way. As experts in behavior change, Noom has helped millions of people through their weight loss program. So you know that they can help you tackle your stress too. Noom will help you better understand your personal relationship with stress and anxious thoughts. They've helped me with balancing how I tackle food. Late night eating has always been a problem for me. As a former fat kid, I'm always trying to be on top of that and feel my best waking up to start the day. And Noom has helped me do that with only 10 minutes a day. It's an app. It's there for you anytime. Worry less and feel happier right now. Sign up for your trial at Noom, Noom.com/lastnight. That's Noom.com/lastnight. And start feeling better about your life today because you deserve it, all right? And now back to the episode.
No, it's been good. What's been great is that it's been a consistent income, but I'm six figures with voiceover, dude. Like, wow.
Has this year been your best year? What else has been, what's been your bookings?
A lot of video games, commercials have been hitting it off, but also I've been doing a lot of trailers.
Like, movie trailers?
Yeah, I've done. I mean, put shit on. Kingsman was one of the ones. I went to the movie theaters, and I'm sitting down to watch Spider-Man, and then Kingsman comes on, and I'm like, I'd never had an experience where I got to experience myself in the theater, and I was alone. I was like, no one here is here to share it with me. It's so weird, so surreal. But you know,
did you do like
the fucking biggest show with fucking The Rock? Once you get to that level where it just kind of like you look around and you're like, this is all bullshit. Like it's just people operating at a higher level and continuing to push and have fun and just, you know, you just keep going.
Dude, that's so fucking cool. Wait, was it like a really intense like trailer voice or was it more upbeat fun?
No, it was The Kingsman coming soon to theaters. The Kingsman. It was like reaching this little tone of voice and, The Kingsman, known throughout centuries as the best of the best, spies all across. Yeah, I can't remember the dialogue, but yeah.
Wow, that's so good. Yeah, I heard your CNN, the Kennedys one. That was really good.
The Kennedys, yeah.
It's similar register. That's like the voice.
Just without the accent, yeah.
Yeah.
That's your trailer
voice. Like the Morgan Freeman voice.
Yeah.
And then you get if you just access that point, and then you get there, and you do it.
But you're just as skilled with all that. It's just getting the opportunity and doing. But what I was going to say is, like, I focus on parody, like making fun of these trailers. Then I had lunch with some of reps that are some of the talent that are rep by the same people as me. And I was like, I'd never be like you guys. You know, like, I only make fun of you guys. And they're like, dude, that's how we all started. We just make fun of each other. We just mimic other guys until we get the gig. And I was like, what? And then it started happening.
Did you do Conan?
You know, you do like the comedy Conan thing.
Yeah.
But if you just turn the dial a little bit, you're dramatic. You have access to it, you know?
Yeah.
It's just that switch.
Wow, dude, that's so great. So that's consistent work too then, yeah? The trailer stuff?
Yeah. Are you releasing all of this?
No, this is just us shooting the shit.
Okay. I know you're recording, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Not at all. I mean, I want to do a sit-down piot when we can go live in the studio. The studio was booked up yesterday and today and tomorrow, which is why we're doing this over Zoom. But that's why we gave me the idea. I was going to hit you up to go live in studio, and then I was like, oh, I wonder if he'd be down to do this. So we'll do a live in studio one soon.
I'm sure
and
we
can do
still
that.
Do it with the faces too, and it'd be even hilarious, more hilarious.
Live in studio. Oh yeah, yeah. All right, let's jump back in and all.
Jeff Goldblum, snap. Look at you. Okay. let me close other stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
My fan seems to
I'll tell you when I'm back. Check here real quick.
But are you doing good? I mean, you're traveling all over the
place. I'm good. Yeah, I just got back from Australia. Now trying to figure out.
Jay Leno, dude, I remember auditioning for that, and Bear's like, you got to shave your beard, man. I'm like, fuck it. I'm like, if they want me, they want me. They'll put it's all prosthetics anyway.
I know, dude.
And then they put all the prosthetics. I was laughing so hard. I'm like, thank God it was Adam. Fuck yeah, dude. And I'm so, and Julie did the makeup, right?
Julie what?
Did Julie do the makeup on you from Mad TV?
Jen, yeah.
Oh, Jen.
Jen, and this guy
Julie
named Dave.
I'm thinking of Julie Ashton.
Oh, yeah, and David Jen. Williams. Jen Ashton. Who was also on Mad.
Yes, and he's yeah. He did everybody for Pam and Tommy.
Yes, they're wizards. Yeah, they fucking, I mean, they crushed. I don't know if you've watched any of it. That she looks.
I haven't had a chance.
She looks unbelievable, man.
She looks yeah. stunning. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
The magic of Hollywood.
Magic of Hollywood, I know. But it's good, man. I'm back. I go on tour in March for a bunch of weekends, and then just trying to keep it moving, man. Got maybe a couple more shows I'm going to do here in the coming months, and trying to figure out if I can do my buddy's indie movie to play the lead. It's a second, his third one. It's the script's not awesome, but it'd be the lead, and it's fully financed, and it makes some money. And
if it's your buddy. There yeah. might be room that you can improv.
And he used to open. Kind of... He used to open for Saget, so he was. He's been doing a bunch of stuff with about Bob recently. But his first movies were like with Rappaport and Stamos. He came up with like Leo and Tobey Maguire, like his best buds. So and Kevin Connolly from Entourage. He came up with those guys out here, and then they all popped off, and he started doing stand up, and he's a great comic, and so he finally said fuck it and wrote and directed is going to direct this one, and he got the guy who owns the Cavs to fully finance it, and it'd be a fun, you know, it's like even my agent read it and he was like, look, he's like, I read an early version of the script, is it breaking the fucking wheel or whatever the term is? He's like, no, but is it like fun, could you have a good time? And then my manager was like, yeah, we already have this of you on tape, like in a part, like we already have this guy. So that was her thing of like, you don't need to do it. It wasn't that great. It's got some, you know, misogynistic parts where I'm like, all right, maybe I can soften that up a little. But I don't know. I just want to, I don't really like saying no to anything if it's going to be fun and with my buddies, even if it's like, I don't know. He's going to have a cool cast in it.
I remember when you were doing Mad TV, people were telling you not to do it. Even yeah. Barry's like, why is Adam doing Mad TV? He's like, dude. How many connections you can make from that show? The experience alone of being a sketch show on national TV. There's not a
bro,
lot
it was so
of opportunities
fun.
For that.
Look at it. I mean, you know, if anything, I got the Piot friendship out of it, man. I mean,
I
and it
you
was like
Jonathan Kite, but yeah,
I don't know, man. That when people ask about that, I immediately just go, I go to all the good stuff first, and then I go how.
I only had fun on that show.
Yeah, me too, man.
Except the panic attack I had when they changed 12 fucking pages on a.
Oh God! Remember us doing the Morgan Freeman narration thing? It was like they rushed me out of one thing to go up and do that real quick. I think you too.
What the fuck
they were like,
that?
"We've got 9 minutes to capture this sketch." Like,
oh yeah, we had, but those were the best sketches.
I know
all the last minute ones. The one where I improvised as Trump wearing the Game of Thrones.
Yes,
in the chair was the better sketch than the shit they fucking Carol Leifer wrote.
yeah.
Oh man, that show 2016. God, getting old.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Let's do it.
Hey guys, I'm back. It's back on Filler Up, the Dr. Phil catch-up show, where I catch up with some friends from the past, people I've known through either email or some filthy sex party in the Hollywood Hills. This gentleman I met a long time ago at a Parcheesi night. I think it was 1990. That was a great year. That was the year Tom Hanks was in that thing, and people were real excited about the future, and 2005 was just around the corner. You know, my next guest, he's been in films such as Jurassic Park 2. He was also in that commercial about the hotels.
Apartments.com. Yes. Hi. Yeah. Hi, Phil. How are you?
Good to see you, Jeff. Jeff Goldblum is my guest. Jeff Goldblum.
Yes, hi.
Yeah, you look good. You look like
fascinating. Look at the surroundings of myself. I mean, I was told to come into a studio, and they have blankets behind me. You see these blankets?
Yeah, no.
Very nice blankets. Very soft. Very absorbent.
Yeah, are you a big blanket guy, Jeff? You seem like a guy that likes to be warm.
Big blanket guy. Yes, very big blanket.
Yeah.
I love to sleep multi-layered, like nacho dip, you know?
Sure.
Where I have like multi-colored blankets, one on top of the other, different thicknesses, or you can say almost different frequencies. Because we all operate on different frequencies, and getting that sleep, very important. So blankets covering me up like a burrito under that nacho chili dip. Ooh, warm Goldblum. That's what I like to do.
Right, right. Now, shut the fuck up real quick. And now, what is your favorite dip? What is your favorite, like, if you mentioned like being like a seven-layer dip. Give me the seven layers of the Jeff Goldblum dip.
Okay. Bottom layer, refried beans. They're very absorbent. If they get wet, that's okay. They're on the bottom. Refried beans. Then a little pico de gallo on top of the refried beans.
On top of the wet beans.
Yes. Then raw red onions to kick out some of the little pesky people. I want to get to the beans, but I get to the raw onions. Ugh, I guess I'm not having this dip. More for me, yes. So
yeah, more wet beans for you.
Yeah, more wet beans for me. Absolutely. refried beans, pico de gallo, raw red onions.
Yeah, I heard you.
Radishes. Some people like radishes. Radishes on top. Peaches, lettuce, guacamole. And that's it.
That's it. Wow, that's a solid dip right there. I'd probably double dip my chip in that shit. We'll be right back.
Getting hungry right now.
Yeah.
Salivating at the sound of my own mouth salivating. Isn't that weird? It's very fascinating. Human ear.
Well, no, you strike me as someone that could really cash in on the ASMR, the ASL. What is it called where you get real close to the microphone?
ASMR.
Yeah, yeah. You seem like someone that could cash in on that. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I'd like to just describe what I'm doing in the current moment. At this very particular moment, I'm looking down at my nails, which are very well-groomed, very manicured. And, I think there's some leftover dried avocado from avocado toast this morning. Underneath, doing almost like a DNA swab of a guacamole.
Now, I'm going to be perfectly honest, Jeff. If I'm a pervert and I'm paying for this, I have not come yet. So I want to provide you a different scenario.
Ooh, many ways to come. Many ways to come.
How about you are in the grocery store aisle at Ralph's? You're in the snack aisle, and you stumble upon some handy snacks. And I want to hear you ASMR opening the handy snacks, and you've got those little cheese sticks that you dip in the breadsticks that you dip in.
Let me interrupt you. Handy snacks, are these construction worker snacks? I'm not familiar with the handy.
No, they're little bread. They're mini breadsticks, and then you get a little bucket of fake cheese at the end, and you dip them. Yeah, it's fucking great.
Okay, I repeat the scenario. What am I doing? Entering the store, handy snacks, and
so I'm playing the grocery store. Hi, welcome to Ralph's. How can I help you?
Is Mr. Ralph here?
No one's ever asked for them, but I can go check in the back. But what are
okay,
you looking
you go
for?
Check in the back, and I'm going to go get the handy snacks. Nobody is around. Now that I'm all alone and he's preoccupied looking for Mr. Ralph, I'm going to open up this delicious packet of handy snack. Slowly peeling away the plastic, which is not recyclable, but it's pure garbage, polluting the planet. And, ooh, it's cheesy on one end, almost like solidified cheese whiz. And the packet contains little pretzel batons, yes?
Yeah.
Salted. Salted. I'm going to assault my mouth with these delicious pretzels. Dipping into the cheese, it's almost like a tar pit. In and out, in and out. only in California, I believe. In and out, maybe some places. Anyway, into the tar pit of cheese. Uh-oh. Somehow, the cheese, maybe is stacked on the shelves for too long, solidified. And I pull out the pretzel baton, whole cube of cheese all at once. It's my lucky day. Into the mouth.
And scene. Yeah, great. Great job.
That was immediate diarrhea.
Definitely worth it. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Clean up aisle three. Oh, God. Don't eat the handy snacks. Not meant for human consumption. Very bad.
Jeff, we all have jobs before our jobs, you know, whether it's a career or just some sort of hand to mouth action that you did at summer camp. You know, there's a lot of things that we've all tried and we've made money. We've lost money. We've done them for the joy of the gig, the passion, right? What do you have any pre-now passions? Do you have anything you did before becoming Jeff?
I used to push a wheelbarrow around the garden center of Walmart, and I loved it.
And do what?
Almost like an autistic young man or something. Nobody, you know, classified me as anything, but I'd go in. I'd say, I'm working. But you don't have to pay me. And I pushed the wheelbarrow around the garden center. Wouldn't collect anything. Wouldn't extract anything from the wheelbarrow or put anything in. I just simply pushed the wheelbarrow aisle to aisle to aisle to aisle. And that was it. That was my summer gig, as they say. Your summer gig? Yes, I remember. Wheelbarrowing. Oh, yeah.
But you didn't make any fucking money. You just wandered around like a crazy person sniffing bushes.
Somehow, this is maybe metaphysical, maybe the God intervening, or somehow a time portal or something. My bank account always had money trickling in from, it would always, I'd go to the bank and I'd say, what? Where did this money come from? And they say, from the Waltons. I say, ooh, the Waltons. I don't know if there's a correlation between the Waltons and Walmart. I don't think so. And at that time, I don't believe direct deposit was available, but I was able to make money from wheelbarrowing.
Do you actually go on apartments.com, or is that just a cash grab?
I go on apartments.net, secret website.
Well, that's why I asked.
Of course. People go on apartments.com if they're suckers. But me, no, I'm a smart cookie. I go to apartments.net. And that's where you nab things, because you actually use the net aspect of the website, and you net and you get those apartments. I rent thousands of apartments per month, but I never live in them. No living. I just like to rent them out. And, then I fill them up with maybe some Christmas trees or something. It's the dead middle of summer. People turn around. Ooh, it's illuminated. Christmas time. Why is this Jewish guy celebrating Christmas? Ah, conundrum. But, you know, I just go with the flow. And yeah, do what needs to be done in the moment that it happens. And no repercussions, because I never talk to anybody.
So you rent out apartments, fill them up with Christmas trees, and then people go, and then people are like, why is that? So you put Christmas trees into Jewish guys' apartments without them knowing?
Yes, I find out where the Jewish neighborhoods are. The Hasidic Jews with their little funny beaver hats. And I say,
yarmulkes.
Who's renting that apartment up there? And they say, hey, we don't know. And I say, I am. And then I put a Christmas tree just to fuck with them.
Wait, let me hear that Jewish guy voice again.
Hey, what are you doing here? You know, the... This is how they the one particular man spoke. It's not racist because I'm gold bloomy.
I once met an Orthodox Jew at
Orthodox is that the gym part of the Jewish sect? Because I don't know if Jewish people actually work out. Do they go to the gym? You know, this might be a stereotype, but gyms and Jews, Orthodox. I love it.
Well,
I got to get that T-shirt. Orthodox.
It does sound like a new sect of Judaism, but I'll tell you, they do work out, because the first circumcised penis I ever saw was at a Bally's Fitness in Tucson, Arizona. We'll be right back. We'll keep it right here. I think that there's something to be said about cutting the foreskin off your cock, and something about getting
more
double
aerodynamic.
Meat. Is that what they say?
Yes, much more aerodynamic. If you go flying in the nude, like Peter Pan, you're gonna have a lot of drag, unless you're smooth in the shaft. You know, you gotta get that flappy flap out of the way.
Is that why Peter Pan didn't wear underwear?
That's why Peter Pan is played by a woman, so it's better aerodynamics during the show. But
wouldn't it be great if Peter Pan was a dude and didn't wear any underpants and flew into that window? And just fucking,
it'd be a much more different story, you know.
And he rammed into the window, and it crashed open, and he flopped, and he
instantly take his peanut butter, Peter Pan peanut butter, and I toss it out the window. I say, no more for me. I don't know how you cream those nuts.
Yeah, from here on out, I'm eating jelly sandwiches.
Just jelly, absolutely. That's the best way to eat jelly, by the way. Not with any bread, no crackers, no pretzel batons. We love the pretzel batons. Just jelly from the jar. Put it in the microwave and sip it down like a nice warm wine.
Jelly in the microwave, you fucking psycho.
These are all... things people don't think about, but
of course not.
It's all happening in my next season of my television show. We're just going to be microwaving jellies for 12 episodes.
Oh, yeah, you've got a fucking show where you go around the world doing dumb fucking shit, but it's Jeff Goldblum doing it, right?
Oh, yes. We have a lot of dumb stuff we couldn't put on. It was originally going to be called Jeff Goldblum Jackass, but they said, this is Disney, can't do that. So the world, according to Jeff Goldblum.
If you could change your name to anything, what would you change it to, Jeff?
Probably Joffrey.
When you laugh, you look like Rami Malek ate a hot piece of tuna tartare.
He looked good in that 007, didn't he? Looked much better with all the burnt face and like the fly.
Well, I haven't seen 007. I've been locked in a room playing Grand Theft Auto 7.
For your consideration for many nominations, you should probably come on. You're an actor. You sit down, watch it 15-minute chunks. Chunky, 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 chunky soup, chunky sag screener, yeah?
Well, speaking of SAG screeners and speaking of sagging and speaking of screening, we know that you are in a new trailer that's being screened everywhere now for Jurassic Park, the new, it's like Jurassic Park, the new batch with Sam Neill, Jeff Goldblum, Laura Dern, Chris Pratt, and a velociraptor to be named later.
There's a feathery velociraptor. You know, he came on set. A lot of people have this misconception that everything is all in the computers, all in the digital world. And I said, no, I'm not coming back until you have real fucking dinosaurs.
Hell yeah.
On the set. And they said, okay. So they dressed this chicken. They put a rubber mask on him, and he was, moving around the set. And I said, hey, that's cheating, but I like it. And we filmed the movie, see him in the trailer, a little chicken with a rubber dino mask. Very scary. But they made him look bigger. They used a Peter Jackson camera technique where they filmed a perspective like he was a hobbit, but big, giant chicken rubber lizard man. It was well worth it.
Are you telling me, are you breaking news right now that the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park are actually chickens dressed up as dinosaurs?
I guess I broke an NDA, so, yes, breaking news on the Filler Up Show, all the dinosaurs are chickens with rubber masks. Oh, yes. That, or they strapped me down and I was on LSD and it never happened. I have no idea. Maybe I didn't film it. Maybe I was... in the metaverse, you know?
Oh, don't get me started on that shit. No way. I do not believe it. I think there's one world, there's one us, there's one everything, there's only one way to eat a Reese's. I think that there's, if you want to start talking about metaverse and different.
I prefer the fetaverse, the feta cheese verse, where you go into the world and everything is Greek feta with olives and the olive oil and the warm jam wine from the microwave, and you just...
No, you and your damn warm jellies.
The best food comes from the microwave because you nuke it.
I'll tell you this much. The only thing you should nuke is a country and a pot pie. We'll be right back. But we'll keep it right here. I think if you showed up to a party of mine, Jeff, and said, hey, I got a bowl of jelly. Where's your microwave? I'd kick you the fuck out. I wouldn't even give you a grab bag. And everyone knows that Dr. Phil.
Okay. I use my telephone so much, it gets really hot. And I just put it just underneath my jam jar. Hot jello wine. Jello wine.
Okay. Ready now that we're here, let me ask you this. Riddle me this. Okay.
Riddle me this. Ooh, Batman reference. Yes.
What's your favorite?
Jim Carrey, you go.
What's your favorite jam? And it can be Space, the movie. It can be Marmalade. It can be, jam as in like, I'm in a pickle,
I was going to say Los Angeles jams are the best. Los Angeles traffic jams, because you turn around, you're stuck on the road with all these people, and they're all forced to listen to the shitty L.A. radio stations, and you get to watch them in their fury. Are they on their way home? Are they coming from work? Are they on their way to pick up Grandmama from LAX? Who knows? And I roll down the windows, and I say, hey, you, do you have Bluetooth in your car? Because I do. They usually give me a nasty look, and I say, you should upgrade. Upgrade to Bluetooth. I always wanted a Bluetooth right here, but they only have gold for Goldblum.
You would look good with a grill, with a nice metal grill in your mouth. Yeah, that was it.
Well, I appreciate that. I'd get a lot of street cred with the grill. They'd say, Jeff Goldblum, you've got a grill. You must be from the streets. You know how to throw it down. And I say, I could throw it down. I could do some scat. Might not be able to rap, but I can scat.
Oh, no.
Diddle-do-da, deep-bop, do-do-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Ow.
Ooh, that was hot. That was some hot beef.
I actually hurt myself. There was a little pain in the back, an old hernia.
Well, everyone knows that scatting is a type of jazz rhythmic riffing. It's also a type of it's a sex category on Pornhub. You can. It's mostly it happens in Germany. Scatting is a form of defecation between two partners that care deeply about each other or have never met.
Scat-diddly-dud-dat right on your abs.
Exactly. Now, Jeff, before we wrap this up, is there an actor you've been dying to work with? And follow-up question, have you ever played with a Ouija board?
Well, those are two very important questions. Yes,
I think
I've played with a Ouija board, to answer the second question first. I've played with a Ouija board, and I've spoken to my idol. My favorite actor of all time, Mr. Cary Grant.
Nice.
And I'd love to work with him because he was, I don't know, very good looking, very weird, sort of like me, but ladies' man, who knows, male's man, every man's man. And, you know,
I thought you were about to start singing the 2.5 Men theme song.
No, I wish I knew the theme song. Man, man, 2.5 man, where's the other half? Good God, this guy's really bad at math. I don't know. I said it was just my interpretation of the theme song. Maybe they should update it. Is Ashton Kutcher still alive?
Wait. Speaking of theme songs, real quick, give me a jingle for Goldblum's Warm Jelly. Jeff's Jelly.
Oh, scat-doodly-doo-da-da-ba-doo-ba-day. Come on down and play with me. Get the delicious, the tasty, the oh-so-delicious. I said delicious twice, but you know it's because it's nutritious. Come on, Goldblum is the way. Try some of this jam. Heat it up here on your car engine.
Oh, so we're not ending on a fun rhyme, just more of a tip.
Oh, that's more of the jazz way, you know. Instead of going, you know, no, A-A-B-B-B, no, it's more A-F-Z-Q.
Yeah, that was, you know, look, that was what we call a rough draft.
Oh, I don't believe in rough drafts. I'm a single-take guy. All of my movies, one take. You know, if we fuck up a line, get an impersonator to dub over me because I'm not going to do it.
All right, last question. Who would you love to do a nude scene with? Cartoon or real person? Real person or cartoon?
Oh, okay. Homer Simpson. Because that yellow is so vibrant. And
it
he's got the jelly. We never get to lift the jelly up and see... What's under there? I think he's packing. He probably has got a Homer sausage in there, you know, because he's been working at the nuclear plant for so long. Maybe something's mutated and he's hiding something interesting there. Maybe a three-eyed trouser snake. Who knows? I'd love to see that.
Yeah, there's something about a cartoon penis that's more exciting than a real penis for some reason. And you know who said that? Tony Robbins. And I think he's
wrong. I was going to say Walt Disney.
Well, Walt Disney, look, I don't know if he actually drew a penis. Did Walt Disney ever draw penises on his characters?
I thought Mickey Mouse was an upside-down penis. If you look at his ears, two balls, and then it goes down, and the tail looks like a little semen flowing out of you. He drew a penis upside down and said, "That's my character," sarcastically. And, you know, whoever was, you know, buying his bullshit said, "Ooh, I love the mouse." And he's like, "Oh, shit, I had the paper upside down." He thought it was a mouse. It was a penis. I was telling the guy to fuck off. But look what he did. His penis created magic. And now he owns me. The world, according to Jeff Goldblum, only on Disney Plus.
Yeah. Jungle Book's probably my favorite movie just because that Baloo guy seems like a lot of fun to go to like bar hopping with, or, you know, it seems like
he would do the scat. He'd be like, zabba-dee-ba-boo-ba, zabba-doo-dow, yeah.
Oh, the bare necessities.
You've got the bare necessities. I'm talking about the bare necessities down in between my groin. Now you can rub. Go on and pull and tug and get that little tiny rub. You've got that bare necessities. I'm talking about my nuts.
My guest has been Jeff Goldblum. Jeff, thanks for coming by. Fill her up, the Dr. Phil show, where I catch up with my friends. Listen, you've got too much going on to plug, including a gaping butthole.
Just go over to apartments.net
and
see me fill up a Jewish halfway houses with Christmas trees.
There it is. This guy's doing it all. He's been doing it for years, and he won't stop doing it. Jeff, thanks for being here. We'll catch you next week on more Fill Her Up with Dr. Phil. Thanks a lot for stopping by, and, of course, support the show, buy the merch, and that's it. And any last words, any tips for the young kids? We got a lot of kids that watch this show. All right, that's perfect.
Oh, what are we doing, God. Dude? This, like, instantly turns me into a fucking 12-year-old.
Oh, yeah, you're so fucking funny, dude. God, thank you, man. Oh, my God, dude.
I'm, like, sweating from laughing.
I did it with this kid, Matt Friend, who does that great Stern, and it was fun. But the whole time I'm doing it, when I was in Australia, I was like, oh, yeah, let's just do one over Zoom. And then I was like, I just think I want to do one as a character, man, and just like have fun. And it was so fun to do it as Phil. And I was like, you know, I did all those live Dr. Phil things during the pandemic, you know, and I was like, I just, what's a way to keep kind of with, and it's like, yeah, okay. Instead of just doing,
you know, and our Oscar on carry on the character.
Yeah. But so having this like be a fun little thing and putting up a few clips, we still put the video up, which is really fun. And now with you getting this, it's going to be really fun for people to watch. But like, there's so many clips from this, but the audio is so funny. And I was like, what a fun little thing to pepper in with guests now to do. Like, just, and because I've been trying to just think with the pod, like, because it's been growing the last couple of years, which is great. And you know, the Sandra and Chevy apps really gave me a nice boost and exposure. But I'm like, I don't like doing them by myself. I don't want to just keep doing guests. I was like, what's a fun way to do? And when I hit you guys about the Oscar one, I was like, dude, that's honestly some of the most fun I ever have, because that shit is just like, you know.
Well, I think it's because you have the freedom behind playing a character versus yourself, where you're just like, all right, what's a funny thing that I experienced and a funny angle I can hit on this? But when you're a character, you're like, you literally say whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, dude. You're unbelievable, bro. That was like, that your Goldblum is the best Goldblum in the world.
Doesn't Matt do a Goldblum?
I'm sorry. His Stern to me is his best thing. I guess he does a good Mitch McConnell. Other ones, and God bless him, are just fine.
I mean, he's a young guy.
He's like 23.
He's got a lot of spirit, and
his Alan Alda's pretty good, because his Stern.
Alda, yeah, it's his, Alan Alda's doing the hours.
Oh, well, that's really, yeah. His Stern lives in his actual voice, or in a way. So he's, and that is incredible, because I've never really heard someone do a good Stern. But also the it's like, you know, you then got to be able to do what you do, which is fucking.
Was he riffing at all? Because I only saw the clips.
Yeah, yeah. We did about 40 minutes, and it was fun. I think Stern is the one, what I've watched and what I've seen, that he can do that the longest with, which is why I was like, let's just do that.
I started, you know, downloading these fucking things.
And, it's fun, right?
I was like,
well, we got to do another one now. If you're down,
we could do it.
Because that's why I just wanted to do two, because I was almost going to pull in a third, but it was like, look at that. Like, look how much we got off of two.
And you can always come back and have the very things, you know.
Now I can see why Kyle Dunnigan, he has a whole fucking show.
Yeah, he makes a show around it. Yeah, I mean, it's brilliant.
You could do anything with it, because now instead of having these fucking
looks so
guys,
good.
Fuck you, I look good. Fuck you.
Let's see, what else do I got in here? I could do. This one doesn't look very good, actually. So I need to find I need to find a better Robert Downey Jr. because there's things that I could say.
Well, also,
that
I found if you change the light, I don't know, you should get a little hot light.
Okay,
just
cool.
Changing the light helps with.
Hey, I got to find a better one of these too, you know, because they're the, you know, there's so many different.
I should get Letterman. We could do a, we could do the two together. But of course, oh God, Anthony Fauci.
Yeah.
Hey, Anthony Fauci. I think COVID fucked me up.
Wait, there's one little. Oh, this guy, yeah.
Listen,
What's up? What's up, guys? I just what does?
Oh, who is that? Wait, who are you doing? Who is that?
I just clicked on a random filter.
I'm from Planet 78.
I don't know what any of this. What is this? Hey, man, I'm a mouth. This is scary shit, man.
It is. It is.
Who the like? Okay, God, I don't know how kids. And look at this, like instant.
Oh,
Pixar.
Wow.
Whoa. Hey, man, I'm in a cartoon.
That's actually fucking. If I was high right now, that would fucking be freaking me out right
dude,
now.
If we did this high, we would not be able to do
this. No, that might be the next one. That's it.
Yeah, I got to hit it. Oh, I got to hit the cannabis shop. I'm out.
I love you.
Dude,
thanks for doing this, bud.
This is great.
This is going to be up Wednesday. I got to send it off right now, actually.
Okay.
Movie. You want to hit one? This week I got a bunch of shows. Maybe early next week on a weeknight, or would weekday be better?
After Wednesdays, because I got the fucking show.
Oh, Stern. Okay. Yeah. Because then you're sleep. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So maybe a Thursday or Friday
afternoon you could do?
Probably. Yeah, just hit me up because I get bookings all the time, so you just get it.
What about this Sunday?
Sunday, no. I'm just looking at the calendar. No, sorry.
I'll text you.
Okay, yeah.
Let's figure it out. Pete, I love you, dude. I'm so glad you're so fucking busy. This was really, dude, this was, I cannot wait to put this up. I this is so fucking funny, dude.
I can't.
People really loved the Stern one, and this is going to blow that out of the water. I love you so much.
You'll only get more because more people want to be on, and you're going to do much more fun stuff.
No, dude, this is, I mean, we're just, if you don't mind, we'll do another one, please.
Yeah, and Jonathan Kite's got to do one, too. He's
got
fucking amazing ones.
Well, yeah, maybe there's one, maybe this is how we could do the all three, you know, but it's probably, it's easier with just two like this, but us in the same room for the Oscar one, I think will be good.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, buddy, I love you.
You too, man.
Bye,
Take care.
See you, buddy.
Bye.